You're listening to the Westside Podcast, a part of the LA International Church of Christ family of churches, worshiping God in LA since 1989.
Tonight, we're going to be looking at this amazing prayer in Ephesians chapter 3. So I'm going to read it. Then I would like you just to spend a moment just to let it kind of wash over you and for you just to think about what speaks to you in general, perhaps in your life, but also what might be speaking to you in this moment that you need to hear from God right now, okay? And then we'll do something with this. So Ephesians 3, 14 through 21. This is from the Berean Study Bible. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of the riches of his glory, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Then you, being rooted and grounded in love, will have power, together with all the saints, to comprehend the length and width and height and depth of the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So what an incredible prayer. What I'd like you to do at this time is just to read through it again to yourself and just see if there's any parts of it that jump out at you, that speak to you personally for what you need at this moment in your life, or just in general, what's powerful within that. And then we'll do a little something together. Okay, so hold that thought or that passage or the particular scripture in your mind. And then this is what we're going to do today, is I'd like you to try and recall a time when God answered an important prayer for you. So hopefully we all have something like that that we can think about. And then I'd like you to reflect on, for 1 minute, on the riches of God's goodness towards you. That might be within the prayer that you've remembered in point number one, or it could just be his general posture towards you, which is one of complete goodness, and try to identify some way, somehow, where you can identify God's goodness towards you. Then after you've done that, after a minute, and you've really had time to think about that deeply, share it with the person next to you, and then pray together, giving thanks for all the fullness of God, which is available to you in your life, based on the Ephesians 3 scripture, or based on your experience of what you've been able to share with one another. Okay? So the first few seconds, we're just going to sit in silence as you think about a prayer that God has answered for you. Then you'll have another minute to be able just to reflect on his goodness towards you, and then you share with the person next to you and then pray. Okay, once you have that, you've had a chance to reflect, just share it with the person next to you and then go ahead and pray together with thanksgiving. Amen, amen. Okay, so we have our relational circuits switched on. We've connected with God, we've connected with one another. So let's connect with his word. So first of all, as we looked at this scripture, maybe have a couple of people just share just what verses jumped out at you, what spoke to you. Yep. We cannot do this on our own, for sure. Yeah, we're blessed to be in a community, for sure. Thank you, Sheree. Thank you.
Dang.
Hey, y'all, see, we've got a double too. Team. All right, we're going to have to move on, but there will be another chance later on. So this text is so rich. It's amazing. We thought that the Ephesians 1 prayer was powerful enough, but this just takes prayer to another level. When I read this, I'm so convicted by how shallow my prayer life is, thinking about the things that I pray for compared to what Paul prayed for. It's amazing. So we're going to focus in on this section today, and because it's so rich, it lends itself for us doing some good work tonight, with an activity that we've not done for a while, which is the Vim activity, all right? So, in your seat pockets, you have a sheet. If you don't have one, please raise your hand and Cherie will be able to come around. If you need a pen, Ciara, yeah, there's plenty kind of on this way here. And if you need a pen, please raise your hand. So you can work with the people next to you, okay? You have 10 minutes. Make sure you do the side with the scripture because that's for you, that's your version. And then I'll put up my version. Not that mine is right and yours is wrong, okay? But we'll work off of mine later on, okay? So you do yours, work with the people next to you. If you're not sure what Vim is, please raise your hand and I can come around and explain. So if that's new to you, please let me know, okay? All right, I'm coming. We'll be there. All right, off you go. You have 10 minutes. If you need help, raise your hand and I'll come around. So, sorry, I forgot to say, there is one phrase within the text, within the passage, that could fit into each, could be a vision, it could be an intention, and it can be a means, okay? So see if you can look for that as well. Okay, just to be clear, there are three visions, there are three intentions, and there are four means, okay? And one of the phrases can repeat, can be a vision, can be a means, and an intention, okay? Okay, let's see how you guys did. Why do you think this is... Why is this helpful, a helpful exercise? Maybe you're thinking this is not helpful at all. But why could this be a helpful way to look at scripture? What do you guys think? With application. I think that's the key. And it's important. Remember when we did Living from the Heart Jesus Gave You? It spoke about there are things that is God's part that he does within our lives. But there's things, though, that he also expects us to do. And there's a bit that's kind of like in the middle, like that whole posture, that intention part. And so without that intention, even though he wants to fulfill that within our lives, we don't allow him to do it. And if we don't actually then do our part, then even though he wants to do it, we stop him from doing it. So it helps us to see how does it all fit together. Okay, so remember, so what you'll need to do now is on the other side, you can fill in the ones that I'm going to put up here, because we'll work off this for tonight. If you want to check it off against yours, you can, but don't feel the pressure that you have to do that, okay? So this is what I had put down for vision. There were three. For Christ to dwell in our hearts. Look at you guys. To be rooted and grounded in love, and to be filled with the fullness of God. Okay, good. Good job, good job. Right, intention. So what is the posture, the heart that God wants us to have, to be rooted and grounded in love? That's the phrase, okay? Power in comprehending the love of Christ and knowing this love beyond knowledge. So that one was a little bit tricky. You can disagree if you want to, but we'll just work off this just to make it easier for tonight, okay? All right, means how his vision and intention is achieved or are achieved in us. Prayer, strengthened by his Holy Spirit in our inner being. This, could that be anywhere else, do you think? Where? It could be vision. Okay? Absolutely, it could be. So, to be rooted and grounded in love, again, and with all the saints, there's a, like what David said at the very beginning, there's a communal aspect, a community aspect that is needed in order for this to be fulfilled. We're not, Paul wrote this to the entire Ephesian church and beyond, because he knew that together they were stronger, working together in unity. Okay, so what we're going to do, you want to go back? All right, we'll put it there for a second. So you can disagree with this or move it around a little bit. Even as I was talking with Elijah, I put strengthened up in the vision part. And so it's no exact rule, okay? It's fine. It can be fluid, okay? So what we're going to do, though, today is we're going to focus on the phrase that's repeated three times, because I think that's the central verse of the entire prayer, okay? And then we're going to do a little bit of work together on that this evening. Can I move on from this? All right. So we're going to focus on this one then. So being rooted and grounded in love. So on the other side of your sheet, we've got these. And what I'd like you to do is we're only going to fill out the rooted and grounded in love parts. The other bits, you can do that for your quiet time tomorrow, okay, or later on today or whenever you want to. But it's really important that we try to understand what does that actually mean. So if it's God's vision for us to be rooted and grounded in love, what does that actually mean? So I want you to work together with the people around you to come up with what you think that actually means. And then also, why is it important that we are rooted and grounded in love? Okay? Why is that an important vision for God, for us from God? So not only what does it mean, but why does God think that's important for us? Okay? Why does he want that for us? Secondly, the intention is a willingness on our part to be rooted and grounded in love. Why is that necessary? Why is that willingness for that to happen necessary? And what's the alternative of us being rooted and grounded in love? What can we otherwise be rooted and grounded in? What kind of things, if we're not careful? We've done think back to living from the heart Jesus gave you, because they are the roots and the grounding that some of us have received. And then finally, the means. So what do we need to do? What's our part? We need to regularly be rooting and grounding ourselves in his love. If you think about a plant, I'm not into gardening that much, but I know that sometimes you have to, you know, put in some fresh soil. You have to give it nutrients in order to help it to grow. Sometimes you need to repot the plant so that it will flourish and thrive. Okay? So how do we do that? How is that achieved for us to be continually, regularly rooted and grounded in love? Does that all make sense? Okay. Any questions? No. Okay. So work together, 10 minutes, and then we can fill it out together. And that's called communal theology. We'll be teaching one another. Okay? All right. See you in 10 minutes. Okay. Time is up. And you'll be pleased to know there are no right answers up there. So it's none. Okay? So you are teaching us all. So first one, what does it mean to be, for God's vision for us to be rooted and grounded in love? What did you guys put? And Shri has a mic. Thank you.
Okay, so, does this work? Okay. So when it comes to, I think I get the imagery, like I love how in the Bible, God uses a lot of like nature imagery. And so I just imagine like a tree and actually its roots. And in the same way, like I think we need to first be rooted as the foundation of just studying out God's word and knowing the history of like who Christ was and his story. But it's like one thing to be rooted, but a whole nother thing to be grounded, because in the same way, like you see trees where like on sidewalks and stuff like that, the roots are not fully like in the soil and it can be easily uprooted. And if it's uprooted, then your foundation is built on Christ's love. And so if you don't know what it means to like full heartedly be loved by Christ, not just like intellectually, but like a deep inner knowing, then the whole foundation can be shaken. And so I think it's really important to not just like know by like works-based or like just the history of what it means, but to like experience God's love. And doing that is like, well, we'll go into that. But like, yeah, so I think that's what I think of.
Great, thank you. Good job. Right, we have Catherine. Just for time's sake, we'll do two per box, okay?
Well, I thought, very similar to what you said, but I thought about the scripture in Matthew 13, the parable of the sower, that says that they fell away because they didn't have roots. And so just being rooted is so important, because then we're not going to make it if we're not rooted in God's love. Like if we're rooted in something like works or whatever she said. And then Jeremiah 17, where blessed is those who trust in the Lord, and they're like a tree planted by streams of water, and the roots go out into the water. So just that imagery of being rooted, like you said, like nature, the imagery of nature that God allows us to see, kind of a visual of what it means to be rooted in God's love.
Okay, thank you. So we've kind of got the second answer a little bit that we can draw from those. But does anyone have anything to add, Darren, for the why is it important? Okay, would the microphone is for people online.
So what I had for why it's important, I thought of the difference between being rooted and grounded versus placed. And I think if you're rooted and grounded, then that is the soil that you draw your nutrients from. That's the only place that you're drawing your resources. Versus placed, where, you know, I can be moved to different places. And if someone says something to me, what am I drawing my responses from? Is it Christ? If I'm rooted, then that's the only place that I'm going to be drawing those resources from. If it's how a Darren feels, if it's another place, then it's a different response. So, this is the only place that I'm drawing my
fantastic resources. Thank you. Very good. Excellent. Akita?
Why is it important? We talked about it enables us to remain in God and His ways and in His love.
Yes. Thank you. Excellent. So it helps us to remain in God and in His love. Excellent. Okay. So the next one, the intention. So this is the willingness for us to be rooted and grounded in His love. So why is that necessary? Reese?
I was saying, so this rooted and grounded made me think of John 15. And I think the willingness part is important because for rooted and grounded in love, that means that God is our gardener, is what the scripture says. And that means that there's pruning involved. It means that we have to be willing to surrender to His caring of us rather than us being in control. If we're in His soil. And I was talking with I, and something that came up was just grace and mercy and how important it is to also recognize how big that is in His love. I think it helps us to be willing to know that, okay, as long as I'm this living, breathing thing, God is still going to be working on me. And I think sometimes the alternative seems nice because, just of some of the shame that can come up or the fear or the wanting to take control. But because of His mercy, I think that helps us to be willing to let Him work on us because He does it with so much care and patience.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Anyone else for willingness? Let's have Mark for this. You got something, Mark?
Well, I think being 63 years old, I think my hope is that... just reality is that, I've had quiet times for about 40 or so years. So I know that I'm where I'm at now because of all the rooting and grounding that I did as a young disciple, as a college student, a single, young married. And I think that's Paul's intent as well. I know that, I think last week I was reading about Ephesus, how it disappeared. The harbor where it was at disappeared because of silting, because it was like the water took it away. And Paul is almost prophetic in that the Ephesians need to be grounded, because if not, life can just silt you away. It'll wear you down. It will wear on you. And believe me, it will wear on you unless you stay strong. So I think that's what stands out to me.
Great. Thank you. Okay. What is the alternative? So what can we be grounded in, perhaps, other than His love? What do we think? Or what's the alternative of this willingness to be rooted and grounded in love? We have Melissa, then we have Gwendolyn.
So we were talking about the alternative would be to be rooted and grounded in things that perish and don't last long term, like God.
That's great. Yeah, thank you.
We can be rooted and grounded in self-will and hard-heartedness.
Yeah.
And God can't work with us very
well. Yeah. Great, thank you.
And then the storms of life will come.
Yeah. And I think what's really important is that we can, if we're not careful, we can then get rooted and grounded in even our own family dysfunction that we've been raised in. And then we go back to that when things happen and trouble comes our way, rather than in, I think as Darren said, rather than really going back to, okay, that did happen, but I now have a new roots. I've got a deeper grounding, you know, than I've ever had within my life. Great, thank you. Right, last one. What does it mean for us? How can we regularly be rooted and grounded in his love? Let's have, just looking for hands who haven't shared yet already. So let's have Chuka.
Yeah, I think all this, all to me, the scripture itself has how it can be achieved.
Yeah.
So, you know, the first two words, I pray.
There you go.
So I would say prayer for sure, you know, so we're able to communicate with God. And then where it says together with all the saints, so being connected to his body as well. Dave DeLuca had shared earlier how we need each other. So that's the other one. And then his word. So when I think of that, Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Faith comes from hearing the word. Mm-hmm. So I think the word of God is definitely one of the ways it could be achieved. So quiet times. And then lastly, I would say, you know, when I think of being filled with all the fullness of God, I think that's where selflessness comes from. And it just serve, like using our gifts to serve the kingdom and people who have needs. That to me sort of rounds it up in terms of the ways we can achieve it.
Okay. Okay. So I would like to perhaps go back to the beginning and give a little bit of context. So we were talking about how to be rooted and grounded in love is like a form of sacrifice. Mm. And it's like really important to be willing to make those kinds of sacrifices for things that you value, such as your family, your faith, your even like morals, if that's, you know, something you value. And I also remember the story of Jesus Christ, where I think he voluntarily sacrificed himself. He wasn't coerced to. His mom, his mother, she also voluntarily sacrificed. I think she was told by the angels that he would, you know, live a very hard and troubling life, and she still consented to and voluntarily said, yes, I will have him. He will be my son. And even, I forget the name of the guy whom she was with, but it's like you have all these people making all these sacrifices. So I think one way in which we can do that is just make sacrifices for things that we care about, people that we care about. And yeah, I like agree with what Chuka said. Prayer is like a great way to do that, to start doing that. I think one thing that people can also pray for is how to be of service towards other people they care about, how to be of service to God. So yeah, service, I think.
Great, thank you. Thank you, excellent. The only thing that we were talking about that I would add is I think in those moments when we are perhaps tempted to be rooted in something other than God's love is that we have to try and recognize in that moment, am I now maybe being rooted in fear? Am I being rooted in anger? Am I being rooted in something else other than God's love? Where is what I want to say, what I want to do? Where is that coming from? Is that coming from my dysfunction, my family background, whatever my situation might be, or is it coming from God's love and the richness of his love for me? And so it's having that, making a decision in that moment, no, I'm grounded in God, therefore that's what I'm going to, my step forward will be. Does that make sense? So I think there's a choice that we have to make once we're aware of, you know, what's going on within our own heart and minds. All right, so I'd encourage you, please do the rest with the rest of those components of that scripture, because otherwise it's just, oh, that's a great prayer of Paul when he wants it to become our reality. He wants this to be our lived experience of God. Isn't that amazing? And as we see, as we finish today, this is what he reminds us at the end. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. The goal of this prayer really is for us to understand and to experience the immeasurable greatness of God at work within our lives. And I think, really, and I, even speaking for myself, I limit God so often just with my worldview, with the things, the little things that I want to pray for. But he's showing us here that there is so much beyond our experience of God that he wants us to become aware of. So I want to encourage you, pray this prayer for yourself, okay? Pray this prayer for our community. What I've actually done, so this has been, I wrote a little book on this year, and it's being published at the moment, and so it will hopefully be out within the next couple of days, okay? It's called Strengthened Within, and so I've been working on it. I put it aside for a little bit, but working on it earlier on this year. So it will be available. I'll send you it. It's a little devotional 2-week study that you can do on this entire passage. It's because it's so rich, and we can easily just read through it, as I said, and think, wow, what a great prayer. But God really does want to do something with us and within us. He really does want to strengthen us from within. So if you'd like, I'll send it out, and don't feel any pressure to get it, but it'll be there. If you do, leave a good review. That'll be encouraging. Okay? So, awesome. So, let us finish. And I'd like us to invite us to pray this prayer. Okay? So, I've written it out in a way that you can hopefully try and pray this together tonight. But pray with real earnestness that this isn't just some words on the paper. This is real. This is Paul's experience of God that he wants us to experience in our lives and within our community. Okay, so go back, pray with the person next to you, and pray this prayer together.
You've just listened to the Westside Podcast. For more information about our ministry, please visit thewestsidechurch.com or laicc.net.